In case you were wondering, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our show uses music, stories, and humor to tell the story of modern life off the beaten path. We're the big, big show from your hometown. This is our first show in the Twin Cities metro area. We've spent some time touring around northern Minnesota in our home area, and some said we should come down here. Maybe we should go to Minneapolis, or maybe we should have gone to St. Paul, though, to be fair, they seem pretty well stocked up on this nonsense over there. So I asked, where would the experts say we shouldn't go? And after Richfield said no, we ended up here in Brooklyn Park. I'm kidding. There is no way Richfield would have said no. There's just not. That just wouldn't have happened. So it happened like this. The year was 1990-something, and I was a teenager driving to the Twin Cities from the Iron Range with my friends. We were staying with my friend's Uncle Bob in a housing development where you could still see the sod lines in the front yards that some phantom landscaper mowed when no one was looking. And yes, while we stayed there at Uncle Bob's, I slept in a guest room that contained nothing more than a bed and a giant cardboard box of pornography. I wish I could say that I didn't look inside the box. But you have to understand, it was not just a box of pornography. It was a comically large box of pornography, a box so large that the sheer task of filling it must have represented not only a conscious decision, but also a financial commitment of some sort, similar to financing an ATV or high-end gazebo. There were so many magazines in the box that one could not store them under a mattress. In fact, they could have been used as a mattress. To ignore such a box would be like ignoring a dumpster fire. So I looked inside, but by teenage boy standards, I didn't linger. I observed. That's why I'm in public radio. But that is not my real confession. On my way to this place, I committed a crime that forbids me from revisiting the city of Burnsville. We weren't headed for Burnsville on this trip, because I had no idea where we were headed. I was driving my family's minivan full of teenage friends. We ended up in Burnsville by accident. So I pulled over at a gas station off the interstate to ask directions, and I left my laminated Twin Cities map in the hands of my friend in the passenger seat. So I swaggered into this gas station the way only the second best member of a small rural school's Knowledge Bowl team could. And when I emerged from the bathroom, my friend rushed up to me, pointing at colorful lines and numbers that he believed would lead us to the promised land on the map. And so things were looking up. I went to pay for a pop and the gas, and the clerk added, and $3.99 for the map. Wait a minute, I thought. This was my map. I bought that map in Virginia, Minnesota. I'm not going to pay for it twice. And what follows is a dramatic retelling of the resulting dialogue, altered perhaps by time and my own biases. So, I am not going to pay for a map that I already own, I said, tensing my taut teenage muscles. That map came from that display over there, he says, clearly intimidated by my physical prowess. No, this is my map. I own it. And my friend brought it in from the car. I was defiant. This man, just barely a man, probably in his early 20s, working at a gas station just off the interstate, he said with full authority of that position, well, fine, but don't ever come back again. Ever. Fine, I said, not a problem. I stormed out the gas station with my posse at my back. We piled into the minivan to the cadence of my angry muttering until, as I engaged the engine, one of my friends said, dude, way to steal a map. It turns out the map that my friend was showing me really was from the gas station. My map, though similar in almost every way, suffered from the same problem all people and things from the Iron Range endure, the assumption that similar things from the Twin Cities must be better. So I had just confronted a store clerk who had witnessed the map being removed from the shelf and, with full commitment, talked him out of that very map, not because I was right, but because there was a distinct limit to how much he cared. But that is not why I can't go back to Burnsville. I can't go back because I put that van in gear fast. I kept driving. That map has been in every car I've driven since. That map is in the parking lot of this theater right now as I speak. It remembers. They say the suburbs have their secrets. I might have left those dirty magazines where I found them, but I stole a map. I could return it, but everybody just uses their phones now. So, SRY, gas station guy, my bad.
When you got a place to go, I'm the one you need to know. What's my name? When you've got a place to get, I can get you there, I bet. Say my name!
This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Thanks to Quill and Roe for that rendition of the classic, I'm the Map. We are broadcasting live from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. You know, there's a lot of towns with a great baseball tradition back up in northern Minnesota, but you can't talk about Brooklyn Park without talking about baseball. Several major leaguers have come from the fields around this city. Kirby Puckett lived here. Tim Laudner's from here, the 87 Twins. And, of course, Pat Neshek down at spring training. With spring training underway in Florida, coaches and kids alike are anxiously awaiting the end of winter. We present to you the story of two young boys facing tough, tough pressures in this modern world. A little leaguer beleaguered.
Hey, Chance. Yuck. Why are you sitting all by yourself? The team is two tables over. We're talking about the tournament tomorrow.
I needed to be alone, Billy. Gulp, 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 gulp.
Whoa, buddy. You might want to go easy on that chocolate milk. How many have you had?
Not enough to forget the tournament.
Hey, you're our best hitter. You're gonna win us the pennant.
That's what everyone says. But they don't know. They don't know the pressure I'm under. They said sixth grade was as a step up from fifth grade. But everything's different now. Do you know that I have to solve a 10 trigonometry problem using beads by third period, then write down a critical analysis of a book about Ben Franklin's accountant who happens to be an autistic Latina?
It's the common core. It's hard on us all.
I'm afraid, Billy. I'm afraid I'll be the one child left behind.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that. The whole team has your back. We can help you with your homework.
It's not just the homework. It's everything. Do you know that a lady called the house yesterday and I picked up and she thought I was my mom? My mom! Because my voice! See, there it is!
I know puberty's hard, man, but we've all been there. We're all changing. Maybe you can't tell right now, but I smell like old soup. I have since I got here.
I'm not changing fast enough. I'm not good enough for this team. Look at Joey. He's taller than me. He can swing harder than me now. I've seen Emily giving him looks. He's gonna try to take my spot any day. I can see it in the way he looks at me all shifty-eyed.
Hey, I heard from Shannon, who heard from Joelle, that Emily likes you, not Joey. Maybe he can swing, but he sure can't hit. Remember when he spun all the way around and whacked that bird?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Bird, our old shortstop. How's he doing now?
They say he's walking again.
Oh, good, good. Look, Billy, I've been thinking that maybe there's another solution, something that can help me out on the field.
What are you talking about, Chance?
I know a guy at Brooklyn Center. He gave me a good deal on this.
Is that? It can't be.
It is. Pure grapefruit juice laced with cane sugar.
You're juicing?
Shh, keep it down. I haven't taken it yet. But I'm going to tomorrow, just before the big game. I'll have increased memory, better alertness, more energy, and a higher libido.
What's libido?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with getting to second base.
But it's cheating.
Maybe it is, but how's a kid supposed to get ahead in this world anymore if he doesn't cheat a little bit? Mom and Dad always on my back telling me to clean my room, take out the trash, Coach telling me to work harder, play harder. Teacher telling me to do my homework and feed the guinea pig. I can't take it anymore. I need this, Billy. I don't want it. I need it.
Think of your dreams, man. You're still gonna ask Emily to the Brooklyn Park Little League ball, right? You think she wants to go with some juice head?
I think she wants to go with the winner.
Chance, didn't you hear me before? That girl likes you. And in sixth grade, that means something. She'll still like you, even if you lost the game tomorrow. But if you won because of the juice, that's betraying her. That's saying, I don't like you enough to respect you.
But I do like her.
So show her how much you care by winning that game. Honestly.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. Why do things gotta be so tough, Billy? Why?
I guess at our age, life is just one test after another. How about you throw that juice away and come join the team?
Sounds good. Hey, is that Emily over there?
Yep, and I already texted her. She knows you like her.
You did what?
The Great Northern Radio Player.